to all of the people behind the scenes of fashion and beauty who use their expert hands and creative gifts to make us feel our best. You sit behind machines, hemming and beading. You stand on your feet for hours, braiding, locking, twisting, cutting, and coloring. You focus intently as you meticulously pluck and wax, as you contour and highlight. Your work is a gift that does not go unnoticed, one that takes many forms, a compliment we receive, a jolt of electricity we feel from a mirror looking back at us, a sturdy belief in ourselves and the things we might do. Thank you for your dedication, your artistry, and your patience. Thank you for you.
Forward by Farrah Jasmine Griffin. Blooming in the noise and whip of the whirlwind, the style and grace of Michelle Obama. Vibrant and youthful against a backdrop of Princeton University's gray stone architecture and the heavy, leafless tree beside which she stands, the young woman is comfortable in, yet in stark contrast to, her environment. Even the sky seems overcast, gray and graying above her. She is an all-American girl in a timeless blue denim jacket and jeans, with a bright red sweater worn over an open-collar white shirt. She carries a large tote bag, perhaps Le Sport Sac, the on-trend bag of choice among a certain set of young college women in the mid-1980s. On her left arm, a thin banded wristwatch. Standing with her thumb looped in her pocket, she is relaxed, cool, not pressed. Her soft, welcoming smile further suggests a sense of ease or perhaps a tentativeness. And her hair, a thick bounty of beautiful braids, a Black girl take on the conventional high-low style worn by young women of all races. This one has been achieved by neatly braided cornrows in front, a flattering style that shows off forehead and face. In back, a cascade of individual braids, curled and possibly left loose about an inch from the bottom. It is a versatile style for a busy student, easy to maintain, classic, ancient even, but statement-making nonetheless. The denim, the red sweater and white shirt, the slender watch and the tote say, "I am just your average American college student." The braids say, "I am a young Black woman, comfortable enough in my own skin to forego straightening my hair. For now, though, because I might change my mind tomorrow and show up wearing a sleek page boy." The American girl in this photograph, Michelle Robinson, hails from the South Side of Chicago, the daughter of working-class parents who sacrificed to get her to this elite Ivy League campus, which admitted its first class of women just a little over a decade before her arrival. As such, she is one of a generation that would finally be able to take advantage of the promise of the civil rights and women's rights movements fueled by activists and ordinary folk who work tirelessly to make the nation live up to its democratic ideals. And so she came, an American girl with a South Side twist, possessing a core sense of who she was, and yet still in the process of becoming, making something new out of what the world bequeathed to her. If she was like many young Black women, by the time Michelle Robinson arrived at Princeton in the fall of 1981, she had inherited a sensibility about personal style informed by a number of cultural and historic factors. She was probably aware of fashion trends and may have even kept up with them, but these vary by race, ethnicity, region, and class. Many young Black women inherit a relationship to style and fashion that is informed by two sometimes competing tendencies. On the one hand, Black girls are reared to represent the race well, to counter stereotypes, to be respectable, presentable. On the other hand, African American culture prizes and prioritizes individual creativity in all walks of life, from music to athletics to clothing. Put a spin on it. Alter it, make it interesting, slant it, make it your own.